The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Marijuana. Every state's looking at it, whether it's decreasing prison populations or using it as a medicine. Every state is looking to legalize marijuana. And I hear these integrative doctors out there, hey, you got pain? Smoke a joint. Do you have a headache? Smoke a joint. Fighting with your girlfriend? Smoke a joint. And I'm just shaking my head going, this is not using this as a medicine. And as somebody who's been trained in botanical medicines, there's certain types and things that it's good for and certain types that it's not good for. And I caution you other integrative physicians out there to be careful with this, because there is no free ride with any herb, any drug or whatever, especially if it's something that has a reputation such as marijuana. And that's why we brought in an expert. We have Dr. Paul Hornby. He's out of Vancouver. He received his doctorate in human pathology. He conducts studies that demonstrate the safety and efficacy of cannabis, as well as therapeutic ailments such as chronic pain and opiate withdrawals. Now, I'll tell you, I really, really like the use of marijuana for getting off of Percocet and other pain medications. For me as an integrative doc, it's one of the breaths of fresh air to have a new medicine and a new way of getting people off opiates. Dr. Paul Hornby has written 3 successful patent applications on the subject. Dr. Hornby, welcome to the show. And do you agree with some of the things I'm saying as an expert? Do you disagree? How do you feel about how we started the show?
I fully agree with what you just mentioned on opiate withdrawal, and I'm glad that you're supportive of that. Mm-hmm. We have seen, anecdotally, we've seen it for many years, but we've just completed a study with a dispensary here in Vancouver, name of Eden, which is a very progressive dispensary in our city. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get a number of people off their methadone using standardized oral cannabis. And we concluded the study was a success because all of our members that took part showed a decrease in their methadone consumption.
Are we just, do you think we're going to over-prescribe marijuana when the United States really starts to legalize? And do you think we're, as physicians, going to just say, okay, yeah, you want your marijuana card, here it is. And do you think we might hurt people because of that?
The downside of marijuana use, in my mind, is psychosis. You become psychotic when you first smoke a joint. If you're a long-term user, you become psychotic. Yet, I look at psychosis as a very broad term, from the tree hugger at one end to the paranoid schizophrenic mass murderer at the other end. And I believe that the cannabis user tends to huddle toward the tree hugger end of psychosis. They're gentle, nature-loving, dog-loving sort of people. They're gentle spirits. That said, the psychosis is really the downside of marijuana use. Indeed be alleviated by increasing the cannabidiol count against the THC.
Now, I hear this all the time now, this cannabidiol, if I'm saying it properly, that seems to be the component that's more medicinal and less buzzing, for lack of a better way to say it, because I'm not a scientist. I'm a doctor of medicine. And so is that true, the cannabidiol? Is that statement true?
It is an extremely, extremely important cannabinoid. Has a more medical role than THC. It's antipsychotic, which is really important. Like I just mentioned, it'll take the paranoia and fear out of a high THC dose. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory, powerful antioxidant. It belongs in our bodies.
That's a strong statement from a PhD pathologist. Getting a PhD is a really hard thing to do. And for somebody with your credentials to say that a cannabinoid like that belongs in our body, is what I'd have to say.
It does, sir. It absolutely does. We're completely wired for THC in our bodies, and CBD is a modulator of THC. I believe that everyone should take a little bit of activated cannabis every day for general well-being.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
No. I believe you because I've been reading everything that I see coming out from people who I trust. Because, you know, I have friends who are the psychosis tree-hugging marijuana smokers. I have friends that are like that. And they can't get enough done in their life, and it is interfered with their quality of life. And the other side of marijuana people, the cancer guys, the other people I know are talking all about the cannabidiol, that this substance, how potent it is an anti-inflammatory, it has antioxidant activities. That's what I'm hearing. And now I'm hearing from a guy who knows, from a PhD who knows that we might see it in a daily dose for prevention and for quality of life, just maybe eventually prescribed or even over the counter is what it sounds like to me. Let me throw some conditions at you, doctor, and see if you feel that marijuana may be beneficial in treating them and how. Is that okay?
Sure.
Epilepsy would be the first one.
Okay. That's a huge one for myself because I've experienced it firsthand. There's a story of I can't remember his name, a boy in I think it was in California, that was having daily seizures and took a CBD dose and had no seizures for the first time in his life. Immediately after taking cannabidiol. I've experienced the same thing with a young girl here in Vancouver who, I have to go back a bit, I had my lab in a dispensary in Vancouver for 5 years, and a major activist from our city named Mark Emery, who's currently doing time in a Louisiana prison for selling seed, sent me a 14-year-old girl whose mother had vaporized her in his lounge and immediately noticed a difference in her pre-seizure activity. Mm-hmm. She was having 10, 16 grand mal epileptic seizures a day.
Oh,
Mark
God.
Sent her to myself because he knew that I was very much into standardized oral preps of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing the effect from the literature of CBD on epilepsy, I immediately started scouring the dispensary for a high CBD strain, of which there was none. Because here in BC, we have high THC, low CBD in our strains.
Gotcha.
Anyway, a few days later, a kid from an island nearby, Vancouver Island, brought a strain of cannabis in for testing, and it tested out equal cannabidiol to THC, a very high cannabidiol count. So I immediately put it into an oral prep and fed it to this young girl, and she stopped seizing. It just went blank.
Wow.
And for 2 weeks, she didn't have a seizure. And she was daily grand mals before that. So we took her to the neurologist at the Children's Hospital. They ran EEGs on it, indeed a decrease in her seizure activity. And this is now 7 years ago. I escorted this lady to her high school graduation last year, and she wasn't expected to live past 15, which was what's called Dravet syndrome. And she only has seizures now once a month when she has her period. She'll have two or three, but no longer daily grand mal seizures. So this is a profound effect on epilepsy. And it's really, we have seesawed her seizures with THC and CBD. More THC, she will seize more. Higher CBD, less seizures. So cannabidiol is highly indicated for epileptic seizures. And I may be getting a little brave here, but this is not, there are a number of cases, there's probably a new one today where we're seeing this type of effect.
Well, doctor, we have run out of time in these short 10-minute segments. We have Dr. Paul Hornby, doctorate in human pathology out of Vancouver. Conditions including epilepsy, depression, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, fibromyalgia, these things can all be treated effectively with a high CBD, lower THC type of marijuana preparation. And that's what you need to look for, the medicinal type. Dr. Hornby, thank you for helping our listeners stay well. This is the heart of integrative medicine at Radio MD.